European leaders are trying to get back in the driver's seat of a crisis that threatened to sink their economy. They've worked out a rescue package for Greece and other countries facing dangerous levels of debt. The deal is supposed to cut back on the debts that were crushing Greece. It is supposed to reduce the uncertainty surrounding other nations like Italy and Spain. And this deal includes a $1.4 trillion rescue plan. But this is not the first time Europeans have announced such an agreement. Zoe Chace and Caitlin Kenny of our Planet Money team demonstrate how this new and improved bailout fund is supposed to work.
Ready, Caitlin? I'ma be the fund. You be one of the broke countries.
Okay, I'm Italy. Now listen up. I'm a huge economy. It's really important that I do not go bust. And I need you to lend me $100.
I know, and I'm doing everything I can to help you, because I am the bailout fund, but here's the problem. I don't actually have any money on me right now, because I've mostly given it to Ireland and Portugal. But I think I did find someone who can help you, Italy. So, Adam Davidson.
Yeah.
You're a big international investor, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge international investor. And actually, I'm right now looking for something to invest in because there's not much out there.
Fantastic, because I have a great deal for you. So just step right up. Italy is in need of a loan. Lend Italy $100 and you'll get paid $100 back with interest.
Are you kidding me? Do you know that I have lent Italy so much money already? And I'm pretty sure she is never going to be able to pay me back. I mean, that's a deadbeat.
Hey, that is not true. I am good for it.
Okay, Adam, just come here a second. I grant you, there is a tiny chance that Italy won't be able to pay you back in full, but I think she's good for at least most of it, and I'm going to sweeten the deal, okay? Right now, I'm just going to guarantee you at least $20. In fact, I'll get it. It's right here. You can just keep it. There, hold on to that.
All right, so she'll probably pay me back at least 80, and then I have the 20 from you. All right, that's a good deal.
Done.
Wait a second. This isn't a $20 bill. This is just a piece of paper that says, I promise to give you $20 if Italy ever goes broke. Do you even have $20?
No, I don't have $20. What I have is a bunch of IOUs from really strong European countries, like you've heard of Germany, France, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy also.
Let me get this straight. You want me to lend Italy, who I don't want to lend anything to, $100. And if Italy can't pay me back, I should feel relaxed and calm because you promised me $20 that you're going to get in part from Italy, who can't pay me back.
Just take this deal, money bags. It'll work if you believe it.
It's actually a gigantic con game.
Sutradeep Das is an author and financial risk consultant. We ran our little scenario by him.
It's money being moved around at a frantic rate because they don't have the money. That's the fundamental problem with the European Financial Stability Fund.
This fund that's going to save Europe, they're really hoping that this little insurance policy will entice American banks and insurance companies and pension funds to take this deal, to loan Italy money with the guarantee they'll get at least some portion of it back.
Yeah, they're hoping. Just in case, they also have a contingency plan.
The second solution is let's place a call to China.
China might take this call because China wants a lot from Europe. They want Europe's economy to be strong. Europe is one of China's biggest customers.
China bails Europe out, then Europe will owe China some big favors.
So that's the plan to save Europe. Ask China for help.
And become an insurance company where the people who need the loans are paying for the insurance. I'm Zoe Chace.
And I'm Caitlin Kenny, NPR News.